This is Stefan Grossman on the BBC World Service with another program in our guitar workshop series. For this show, we will focus on the guitar styles and techniques of the incredible Reverend Gary Davis. As I mentioned in our last program, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to learn firsthand from Reverend Davis for many years. He was one of the leading blues and ragtime guitar players. As well as being an incredible performer, he also influenced generation after generation of black and white guitar students. Blind Boy Fuller, Brownie McGee, David Bromberg, Ry Cooder, Yoma Corkman, and even myself are but a few of the Reverend Gary Davis students that are recording and performing today. His records have been copied by singers as far apart as Bob Dylan, Ralph McTell, Burt Jansch, John Renbourn, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Actually, we could easily devote a 13-show series just to Reverend Davis's guitar ideas, and even then we would only just scratch the surface. He was a giant amongst giants. Let's begin this show by listening to Reverend Davis play a showcase ragtime instrumental called the 12 Sticks, and listen closely to his spoken introduction.
I'm going to play a piano a little bit. Y'all would like to hear a piano? I've been picking a guitar a long time, but I'm going to play a piano. For yourself. Good God.
Well, how about that? That was 12 Sticks by Reverend Gary Davis, and I'm almost sorry that we don't have this on TV for you to hear because to watch, because when you heard his fingers clicking, that sound, and he said to the audience, well, I'm going to play with just one hand. And just with his left hand, he hammered on. That's a technical expression on the guitar. We just played with his left hand this. And in fact, sometimes he titled this song, The Boy Was Playing the Guitar with One Hand and Kissing the Girl with the Other. Well, as you heard from his introduction, Reverend Davis was really trying to play the piano. Instead of playing the 88-string piano, he was playing the 6-string piano. One time I took Mississippi John Hurt up to Reverend Davis's house, and afterwards he said, hey, Steph, you like that old-time picking? And I said, I sure do like that old-time picking, Reverend Davis. Do you play anything like that? He said, sure do. And what he played was some incredible tunes. One is a tune that, in the last few years, has been covered by Jackson Browne, a version of Cocaine Blues. And Reverend Davis first heard this in 1905 from a traveling carnival show and a guitar player called Porter Irving. And what's interesting, even when he's playing old-fashioned picking, and he's in the key of C if you want to play a C chord, put your ring finger on the 3rd fret of the 6th string and keep your C chord as it was. And his alternating bass, instead of being a 5-4 alternating boom chick, he plays this. And around this very strange, ethereal type of bass sound, he has this going. Then he goes into an F. Well, let's listen to Reverend Davis do his cocaine blues, recorded at a publisher's house when he was trying to put down all of his repertoire for the publisher.
A lot of people don't know what's the matter with them sometimes. Nobody can't get along with them, you know. But I'm here to tell you, cocaine done got all around my brain. Come in one night just about 10:30, you know. Went to stick my key in the door and I couldn't get it in. Cocaine done got all around my brain. One evening, just about 9:30, my girl got a chair, tried to knock me blind. Cocaine done got all around my brain. What that coming, y'all are looking so red. My girl come with a gun, want to kill the dead. Cocaine done got all around my brain. I said, so run here, somebody, won't you please run in a hurry? Cocaine has got me worried. Cocaine has done all around my brain. Some people don't know how come they can't go to bed. Been out all night long, ain't slept none yet. This cocaine has given me a bit. Cocaine has got all around my brain.
Cocaine Blues by Reverend Gary Davis. And even when he's playing that old boom chick, the alternating bass, he has a very distinct and unique sound. It's not that happy rag in the blues that we heard Mississippi John Hurt play, but something that was quite Reverend Gary Davis. Now, as a student of Reverend Davis, when I used to go up to his house in Harlem, I had problems because we didn't have cassette machines in those days, and I had to put all the music into my head immediately. And he would play rags that were, well, very hard to follow, because without having an alternating bass, you'd have to try to unwind or unravel this jigsaw puzzle. In fact, one of his most popular tunes, the Cincinnati Flow Rag, begins like this. I used to have to say to him, play the first few notes. That's a G. Now go to a D7. Now go to a G7. And then finish that phrase. Put it all together. You hear that syncopated bass? Slide up. It was a very long process, and in fact, from that process, I developed a tablature to be able to map out what Reverend Davis was playing. Well, the other amazing thing, and quite difficult for us guitar students, I consider myself a guitar student, well, Reverend Davis would play a tune like Cincinnati Flow Rag, and every verse he would change his playing. He was like a jazz musician constantly improvising, and he would say he always had to stay a couple of steps ahead of his students. Well, let's listen to Reverend Davis really picking it on Cincinnati Flow Rag.
Thank you.
Cincinnati Floor Rag being picked by Reverend Gary Davis. In the original old 78s that Reverend Davis recorded, he was called Blind Gary Davis. But he was a reverend, he was a Baptist preacher, and his audience was basically black Baptist people. And when he combined his great guitar skills with his religious repertoire, something incredible developed. And let's listen to When the Train Comes Along, which combines these two enormous talents.
Who want to catch that Birmingham special, you know? Brother, when the train come along, when the train come along, I'm gonna meet you at the station. When the train, when the train come along, when the train come along, when the train come along, gonna meet you at the station. Will the train, will the train come along? Now you read, hear the Bible, see what God called John on the mountain. We were told old John was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Give old John the ink and pen, told him to write Book of Revelation. Why John writing? Tell me the Holy Ghost got upon John while he was writing. Looked in the low world, saw the number coming, and then he said it was 144,000. Right, I meet you at the station. When the train come along, I'm gonna meet you at the station. When the train, when the train.
Well, that's the complete Reverend Gary Davis, an incredible singer and a superb guitar player. Well, next week we're going to listen to what I call sophisticated blues guitar playing, some of the really great fancy guitar pickers that played in the 1920s. And if you have any questions or you want to get in touch with me about anything that we've been discussing, write to me, Stephen Grossman, care of the Guitar Workshop, BBC World Service, Bush House in London. Well, more next week.